Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Danny Darwin. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball towards center. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Wills. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Paquette goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Rangers. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Putnam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam juggles the ball. That's an error on Putnam. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field. Paquette picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Paquette. Wilfong moves to third. Engel moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Rangers, 1, Twins, 1. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Engel scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sundberg. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Rangers, 3, Twins, 3. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong bunts for an out. Powell moves to second. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adams is walked intentionally. John Castano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers, who is chasing the ball. Castano reaches third base with a triple. Powell scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Jim Kern now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.